My name is Michael Bridges from St. Louis, Missouri. I think that the Million Man March is one of the best things, probably the best things in my lifetime that's ever happened, and I'm glad that I'm part of it.
My name is Jerry Jones, and I'm also from St. Louis. I'm looking forward to be enlightened and enriched, but I think the story is going to be told after we get back and are able to implement what we learn and what we can give back to the community. Thank you.
My name is Antonio Brown. I'm 25 years old, and I'm here to represent St. Louis young black men.
What's going on? My name is Delano Irvin. I'm glad to be able to take part in the Million Man March. I give great honor and glory to God, and it's just a historical event for black men, and we just want the ladies to know that we do appreciate everything they've done for us for all this, so many years. It's just taking on our burdens. It's time for us to stand up and be represented. Thanks.
This is Kenya Janaku on the Million Man March, October the 16th. It's a great day. It's a beautiful feeling. I'm glad to be here. Brother Steve.
All right, Steve Byes. St. Louis, Missouri. Right now I'm working for Mix 97.1. This is history in the making, and I'm glad to be here. Oh, Mike Love, I'm so glad you got me off today. Thanks for my wife and the family. It's beautiful.
This is Henry Rao, and I'm certainly glad and privileged and honored to be here today. This is tremendous. And I'm standing here talking with Redmond, a good friend of Ivory, who we both love and cherish. Sorry he couldn't be here with us, but I'm sure he's here with spirit. I made the 30th anniversary march with Martin Luther King for that, so I'm glad to be here for this and hope it means something for us. Nice talking to you.
Same here, brother.
It's Donald Suggs.
Hi, this is Alderman Freeman Bosley Sr. from St. Louis.
This is what we're about to do as a group of black men is among one of the most important things we could do, which is to try to start to seize our own destiny as a people.
Yeah, we're able to do that because when I was a kid, the whole community took a hand in raising our children. But today, we've become so separated and so individualized and doing our own thing that so much that goes on in our community gets past us now. And we tend to blame everybody other than ourselves for those problems. I think this Million Man March is going to bring a sense of responsibility to men, and it's going to cause men now to take an active hand in how their community is structured, how it functions, and how people that are in the community function. I think that it takes a man to teach a boy to be a man. And when you have this many men going together, marching to the same drumbeat, going in the same direction, it can't help but add to the majestic magic of men being involved, walking to the same drumbeat, going in the same direction. And so I'm extremely ecstatic and happy and proud to be here today, because I see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I don't think it's a train coming for black people to begin to take control of their communities, out of their own destiny. I think the statement that's going to be made today, that you can help black folks together, and there don't have to be shooting, there doesn't have to be discard, and that we are capable of forgiving, and that we are capable of coming with something positive, and I think that's what you're going to see out of this.
Thank you very much. Gene, thanks for giving us a chance to express our views and our feelings about this historic occasion, right?
My name is Charles Quincy Troop, and I guess the greatest thing about this Million Man March is to be sitting next to Zervis Jones and have Eugene Redmond give me an opportunity to look at Donald Suggs.
Vervis Jones, my pleasure in being on this Million Man March is to be here bonding with brothers I've known for the last 30 years and to see the consistency, to see the
and to see all the people who are going up here in this historic march. I want to thank Redmond for giving me the opportunity to say something about it, too. And he ought to start writing something about himself a little bit. Somebody ought to start writing about Eugene Redmond.
Reverend Samuel Bradford, I'm excited about this being a part of this Million Man March, and I feel that the religious leaders could have taken a more active role. I'm hoping that I'll be able to find the other religious leaders when I get there.
This is Jim Buford, president of the Urban League of Metropolitan St. Louis. I am honored to be a part of this Day of Atonement, this coming together of African-American men to repent and to reaffirm our commitment to our black community and improving our lives.
Henry Givens, Jr.
Well, I'm just excited about this opportunity to go to Washington and be amongst thousands and thousands of African-American males who want to do the right thing. And that's why I'm here.
Tim Jones, it's pretty exciting right now. We're on the plane on our way into D.C., and everyone is up taking pictures. I think this is going to really be a real exciting event. I'm looking forward to it.
My name is Bob McGuffin. I'm from St. Louis. We're going over beautiful country in Virginia, and I'm going to this march in hopes that when we come back, there will be some unity among all people, including black people, to the point of where we won't look for one leader, but they'll find leaders in every city, every town, every housing development, every project, every neighborhood that all people, black people, can look to lead us out of the despair that we've been in since we were freed from slavery, and to try to go forward from that point. And I thank you for this chance to participate.
My name is Jerry Fitch. I'm going to Washington because I'm a black man in support of the Million Man March. Hopefully the day will just be the beginning of an inevitable event where we take responsibility for our families and ourselves. Thank you.
Oh, I think it's awesome. You know, I think it's, Dr. Blount, I think it's tremendous, particularly in terms of what is going on in Western culture. I think this is time for we as a people, black men with our women behind us, to move on, to stop this stampede of Western arrogance and racism, and black folk can do our own thing. We need to do our own thing. So that's what it's all about. It's about empowering ourselves, educational-wise, economic-wise, because we're in the throes of a great political and economic renaissance. And see, unless we know who we are, you know, and from whence we came, then we can't begin. This is a way of bringing this about, you know, black folk identifying, proud of being black. Yeah, that's where it starts. That's where I got my son here, Ramesses. If I can grab him, he's running around his own place. Yeah, right. So, you know, so as they say in Swahili, Abaragani and Awewejay. Here, you want to say something? Where are you going to?
I'm going to run in D.C.
For what? Where are you going for? Come in.
The Million Man March.
The Million Man March, okay. All right, sure.